Welcome to the Endless Daily Podcast for February 24th, 2024. My name is Daryl Perry. I am your host. And what we're talking about today is let people do their thing. Let people do what they're going to do. Let them live their life. Let them figure things out. You're doing this too, by the way. People are going to come in and out of your life. They may come back. They may not. You're coming in and out of people's lives. You may come back. You may not. In many, many cases, we like to look at ourselves as the hero or the victim, when in actuality, we're doing the same thing to other people. People come and go. I am not excusing people that do awful, heinous things towards others. Just that, and I'm going to make that as a blanket statement. If it's something that's awful and heinous, there are absolutely vicious, nasty people in the world, and there are victims. What we're talking about here is how many people approach social interactions and social circles and their relationships in their life. People need to figure out their own path. People are figuring out their own path. There's a lot of moving parts. And if you've got somebody that you're holding on to, but at this particular point, and this can range the gamut, man. This isn't just romantic relationships, but this is friends, this is family, this is anybody. If you're holding on to somebody that has decided that they need to be go in a different direction that doesn't include you right now or forever, let them go. You're going to be making that decision too at some point if you don't already. And if you're like, well, I don't let anybody go, then you're holding on to people for too long, I would say. You're holding on to people just to hold on to them because in my non-medical, non-clinical opinion, just as somebody that has went through a few years of therapy and does a lot of work to stay in tune with who I am, you know, the whole thing of being it's another version of the victim mentality, right? Well, I never let people go. Well, you should. Because many times, I mean, things run their course. People may come back and they may not, but they have to be the ones to decide. Think about that. You don't want to guilt somebody into interacting with you. And you're worth more than that. We talk a lot about self-worth, self-awareness, self-love. Again, what I just said, connecting with yourself. You don't want to guilt somebody into having to be in your life. Let them figure it out. You let them figure it out and they do decide to come back, then it just makes it that much more valuable. Because they looked at life, they've been through things, they experienced things, and then they remembered you, how important you actually are to them. I know if this message is hitting for you, I know you're probably suffering a lot of the time, right? There's some thing in your life that changed that you wish didn't change. And you're going to come through this in your own time, but you will come through it. But you gotta, when you're ready, and I hope it's today, but it may not be. When you're ready, you gotta let them go. You gotta let them go. You gotta let them figure it out. People have had to let you go too, or they will. But that's all I have for you today. If you want to see what's going on with YLF, head to yourlevelfitness.com. For everything else, head to darylperry.com. That's darylperry.com. When I say everything else, it's really anything else that goes underneath you embracing who you are as you are, becoming comfortable in your own skin. The emotional health stuff, the men's mental health series, all that stuff that I talked about. So that's all I have for you today. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.